Because whether you believe it or not, it was that painful for me before. I mean, seriously, that painful. Like, didn't even want to look. Didn't even want to listen. And it wasn't because of racism. It was because of someone coming against what I believed in. Life. Protecting Israel. The church not being closed down. People loving. I don't care, you know, the stuff about guns, I don't care about all of this. But there were certain things that were really strong. And then to see things prophetically and see things, and my heart was like, oh my gosh, this person could have made such a difference to break through hurt and pain and bitterness and bring so much in the way of unity, you know, like breaking through where people think they can't accomplish things. Instead of the craziness right now, right? But the thing is, I have to remember how painful that was for me and how I had to say, okay, God, show me what you're doing. Okay, God, teach me your ways. Help me to love. Help me to honor the president no matter what. Help me to bless no matter what. I actually died a lot learning how to do that. Amen? But the cool thing is the people now that are on my Facebook page that really have an opposite way of seeing, they're having to go through that. And they're actually changing. And they're actually going from, to, we need to pray for this president, and we need to break this. And it's, I feel like some of it really is how God's had me praying and responding that they're seeing. But it's because compassion says, compassion can say the hard things in the right way. What does the Bible say? Speak the truth in love. If you can't do it in love, shut up. If you can't post in love, then be quiet. If your motive for posting is totally love-based, Lord, they need to hear this truth to break through so that they can be free. Lord, you know, I want to be in a great... I don't post if it has cussing. I don't post if there's nasty pictures attached to it. It could be the cutest thing in the world, but if there's this... I don't want people seeing cuss words. I don't want people see... To me, it's like, okay, this doesn't have to be said this way. There are things I will take and rewrite without the mess and post it because it was a good message. Amen? Love looks like something, and right now the church isn't looking a lot like that because God's saying, go deeper. Go deeper. And don't take sides. That's antagonism. Don't take sides. There will be some things that this president will do that aren't the perfect thing to do. Amen? And if he's breaking laws, then we need to pray. We need to do what we can. If you want to protest, protest, but don't protest in a way that steps on other people's rights or tries to intimidate or bully people. That's not a protest. That's exactly what we don't want, that most people are fleeing from in other nations. Amen? Don't be a bully. But the key is, can I do this in love? And you won't believe how many things I've typed up. So, oh, I can't do that in love. I mean, one group would like it, but the other part would not love this. You know, and just praying that and praying this. Really be specific. Really know when you release that stuff, whether it's what you're talking, whether you're somewhere and people are listening to you, you release that into the atmosphere. Don't repost stuff that you're mad that somebody said. If you're so mad that they said it, why are you posting it for 10,000 more people to see it? I'm so upset that they said this about this kid. Then if you're so upset, why do you keep it going and going and going and going so whoever didn't hear it gets to hear it again? Amen? Amen? Social media time. Who would think? But it's all about love. And some of you God wants you, if you can just post everything, there's something wrong. If you got to go, oh, gosh, I would love for these three people to see this. Okay, I'll personally message, you know. But you know what I'm saying? If there comes this, there needs to be a thought. There needs to be a thought right now, especially in our nation right now. There needs to be a thought about, is this word going to bring life or is this word going to hurt somebody? You know, what is going on with this? I'm not saying, let me say something. We have to bust through lies. Amen? Prophets prophets are having a heyday right now. I've never seen so many prophets on my Facebook pages ever. And they're like, yes, yes. And that's because they have that God-given, we've got to bust through, we got to destroy Baal, we got to destroy Jezebel, we got to destroy these spirits, we got to, that's kind of what we do, and we do it with words, that's what we do, words and actions and acting things out, that's how prophetic people really bust through stuff, and so it's kind of like, oh, this isn't just cute anymore, you know, how do we do this, but we have to do it in love, amen, and you just have to really, really see God, what do you want me to do, a lot of it's just to know how to pray. We had a powerful prayer in here earlier. I mean, powerful, powerful prayer. And then how is God getting me involved with this? And what is going on in my heart? And let me tell you this. Here's the biggest thing. We'll end on this. When Jesus was on that cross, and I've said this over, it's such a powerful revelation. Meekness is being able to do something, but choosing not to because you're going to let the Father do it. Jesus had all the power to come off of that cross or send legions of angels and destroy everybody. Like right there. And come right down. He had all the power to do that. Meekness said, not my will, yours, Father. Meekness is, Father, forgive them. They really don't know what they're doing. There's not a single person, whether it's a person ranting and raving and saying filthy things or whatever, there's not a single one of them who knows what they're doing. Every one of them, every one of them, we need to put love out there. And if you're totally against Trump, that's fine, but you need to love him. You need to love him. You say, Lord, he doesn't know what he's doing. Please bless him. Please help him. Please help him to see this. We need to do that. We need to pray. For the loudest people protesting, we need to cry out. Come on, I'm preaching to me too, because some of these politicians can get to you. Whichever side, everybody, because that's the whole setup of politics is antagonism. The whole setup is antagonism. Antagonism makes somebody your enemy. That's what antagonistic does. Let's make them our enemy. The devil knows a house divided can't stand. If I can divide the church, it can't stand. If I can divide a nation, it can't stand. If I can do away with America, then Israel will have nobody to protect her hardly. And I can destroy. I can have everything. I can stop evangelism. I can stop reaching the nations. If I can get that money out of the hands of Christians in America, if I can close those doors, if I could shut those people up and stop the apostolic power from coming, then the enemy knows then God will not have his harvest. He will not have his bride in all these nations. And the enemy is up to that. And as believers, that's where our heart needs to be. That's where our heart needs to be. Amen. We need to know how to bless. We need to be excited because when we're despitefully used, we can bless. And blessing has authority and power. We can walk in the power that Christ walked in meekness. Father, not your will, but mine.